This is Zach Hicken with ESPN 960. I'm here with Jeremiah Leiutadoyer. I hope I didn't screw that up too badly. And Butch Pauw. Okay. Going to talk to them a little bit about fall camp and how they feel that they've performed so far. So I'm going to start out with JLD. He's the senior here. How's fall camp gone for you?
Well, it's going pretty good. As we're closing down, it's kind of looking back like, oh man, it kind of went by faster than I thought it was going to be. But I think collectively, as a defense, we're all coming together and should be ready for the first game.
Are you ready to start prepping for Nebraska? Are you kind of getting sick of hitting the guy across from you, your teammate?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely exciting that the season is approaching pretty quickly. As you said, we're ready to go out and play. We're tired of playing against each other and seeing the same plays. So it'd be interesting to start prepping and, just having a serious mindset going forward.
Can you believe it's already your senior year? You know, Butch right here, he just got back from his mission as a freshman, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a senior. Talk a little bit about that. You guys came in the same recruiting class.
It's kind of shocking. I still feel like I should be back in high school. I'm still 18, but it's crazy how time flies. It's kind of lonely when he was gone on a mission. So, when he came back, it was really exciting to have him back. But it's kind of weird that he's a freshman and I'm a senior. And, the roles are kind of switched where, in high school, I'm always looking up to him and, following his path. And now I feel like, it's my duty to show him the ways that he kind of missed out on when he was on a mission.
Now, I heard a story back when you guys were at Servite that when JLD first met Butch, that you were calling him coach. Have the roles kind of switched now that you're the senior? You're the vet of the defense?
I don't know. He's more of the vocal guy, so I still kind of look to him for guidance. But, he's more like a brother. And, I don't know. Maybe he learns off me, but I'm kind of a quiet guy, so I don't know.
Have you been able to learn anything from him coming back from your mission?
Yeah. When it comes to humility and when it comes to just doing what you're told to do, as Coach Manhaus, he's just giving your full effort. That's something that Jeremiah does really well. He's, like he says, he's not like the vocal leader that we have, but he's the guy that everyone knows that's going to do his job because he just does it at such a high level and he knows exactly what he's doing. So.
How was your mission? Do you feel that you learned anything that helped you as a football player?
I think I learned how to just take everything. What I mean by that is not to feel like I'm under pressure at any time or moment, but to play calm and know that what I've studied and what I've prepared to do will help me out on the field.
And do you feel like you're still kind of fresh back from your mission? How are you conditioning-wise?
Conditioning-wise, I'd say that I have a lot to improve on.
Okay.
I was only back for 4 months, but still have a lot more to build when it comes to strength, trying to get to his level, or when it comes to speed, trying to catch up to all the guys that have been here for 4 years straight. I do feel like I lack a lot in that aspect, but it'll come with time.
Well, even though you're lacking speed, it seems like your football instincts are still there. Do you feel like you've lost a step or two there? Do you feel like you're kind of where you were before you left on your mission?
I feel like I am kind of where I was before I left on my mission. It's funny because in my mission, I did a lot of work when it came to linebacker drills with my companions. And so that kind of helped me to retain everything that I was leaving behind. So coming back, I kind of have a feel for it, but definitely feel like I should be.
Did you serve with anyone who is going to be playing football here at BYU or anywhere else?
Here at BYU, no, there were. I served with the same mission as a guy who's going to be playing at a school in Texas. Another Polynesian player.
Okay. And for you, JLD, you had the opportunity. You kind of moved around a little bit. You started out at Will linebacker, moved inside the Buck, and now you're back outside at Will. How do you feel that you've made the move with each of those, and what has it taught you?
It's kind of interesting. All throughout high school, I've been like an outside wrestler. So, when I got moved to the inside over here, it kind of just helped me to learn the whole defense as a whole. I think the middle is don't get enough credit for how much they know. I think that the only position I know is what everybody else is doing. So when I went back to outside, it kind of helped me to just play a lot faster because I knew where everybody else was going to fit, what the coverage was going to be, and just, you know, just know that I could trust what somebody else is going to do because I already know where they're going to fit. So all I have to do is do what I have to do.
It definitely seems like you've played pretty well since making the move back over to Will. You've shown a presence on the edge that has kind of been lacking over the last year. Do you feel that you're going to be able to make an impact in the backfield?
Yeah, that's one of my goals. Is I just want to, you know, go out there and get some sacks, especially being on the outside. You're able to do that. So, you know, whether I'm playing inside or whether I'm playing outside, I just want to help this team out and be the best impact player I can be, despite where I'm playing. You know, at the outside, you know, you can make a lot of plays. So, you know, there's a lot of people before me that played well that were able to make a lot of plays. So hopefully I could, you know, fill those shoes.
Where do you feel more comfortable playing? Is it on the outside?
At the outside, you're able to react a lot faster. I don't know. In the middle, there's a lot of things going on at once and a lot of checks you have to do before the play. But, you know, you're involved with the action a lot more in the middle. But, you know, you're able to play faster on the outside.
Did you guys work with any former players during the off season? I'll let you guys talk about Butch go first and JLD. You can talk about that.
With any former players, I didn't. I worked just by myself and with my dad.
Did you train at all with Coach Wintrick during the off season, or did you have to wait until fall camp started?
I actually came during spring semester. And
okay.
We were doing workouts and stuff. I was able to get back into it just a bit and regain a little bit of the strength that I had lost. That's where I'm at.
And you're playing Buck, right?
Yes, sir.
Who's been someone who has really helped you out in kind of learning the defense and knowing the role of the Buck linebacker in the defense?
I'd have to say Jeremiah and Manoa Fikura. I look up to these guys, especially seniors. They're older brothers and people that I idolize. And so I had struggles coming into it because, like you said, at the linebacker, especially at the Buck position, there are a lot of checks. We have to know what the defensive line is doing, know where the safeties are going, especially on blitz season. So whenever I have questions, I come to this guy since he knows the whole defense, like Will and Buck. And also, I want to know if he's going to request because he did the same thing. He was moving to outside, and I was like, get inside.
And how about you? Did you work with anyone during the offseason? I know Vic Soto came back, Ziggy Ansah. Did you work with anyone on your pass rushing skills?
Not directly. There was a couple guys on the team, like Travis Tuloma, and a couple other D-linemen. They would go in the morning sessions with Vic and Kyle or Ziggy when they came back. But just for my schedule, I'll just come back later at night, and they'd come back too and just show me the drills. So, not really, but Vic would always send me videos of certain drills, and I just try to do it on my own time.
If you guys had to describe fall camp in one word, kind of about the performance of the defense, what would you guys use? I know it's tough. Or maybe just give a brief summary on how you think that the defense has performed, if that's easier.
Okay. What would we do? If I were to use a word, it'd probably be
effort. Okay.
I'll probably say, not one word, but a chip on your shoulder.
Okay.
Like everybody's hungry, and you know, show each and every day. Everybody's been running to the ball and just kind of make plays, but stay within their assignments. So everybody knows that, you know, we're not what we were last year, and we're just trying to prove to everybody, you know, what we're capable of doing.
How do you feel the chemistry's improved this year?
I feel like everybody's a lot closer. There's been years past where there's some individuals, but I feel like this year the Banner Brothers is coming back. There's a lot of people that are real close, and especially on the defense where we trust each other and everybody's real cool with each other, and the bonds are, you know, there.
Cool. And you guys have had a number of people come and address the team over the last week or so. You had the Iron Cowboy, James Lawrence, Dewey Gray, Gus Gustafson. Did any of them stick out to you guys? I'll let Butch go first.
I can't say any specific person stuck out because they all had specific messages that kind of impacted all of us in a certain way. The Iron Man reiterated how important it is that the mind does come over matter when it comes to dancing. I mean, he did 50 Iron Man in 50 days. That's incredible.
Right.
And we just do pursuits for like 10 minutes. And so we have to know that we really control how we perform. Gus came and talked about our story, and that kind of reminded us of how big the school is on tradition. And JD also spoke today on how the numbers we wear, we represent the people that have played in that position or have represented that number here on the Vancouver team. So we've been blessed with just many different stories that are able to impact us and help us after this.
What about you, Jeremiah?
Probably one of the other mentors, Jan Jefferson. He came in and addressed the team. He's coaching, as you guys know, but there's just one message that he had that kind of just, you know, it was a message that his players could relate to, especially him being a former player. Now he tends to learn better when others are talking to aren't the coaches. So, he just had a message of, you know, of kind of a Mike Tyson. I forgot what he said.
Yeah, it was for sure.
Really hit home.
Awesome. And have you guys, Broncos kind of taken over the defense? Have you guys noticed a difference at all with him being more involved?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of blitzes every day that's going in.
I'm sure you like that. You're able to get in the backfield, yeah, make some plays, right?
With him, it's just kind of like, you know, time is ticking, and you know the preparedness has to, you know, step up, and you know, with him being back, it's a lot of guys buying into, you know, his strategies and his way of coaching. And you know, although it's hard, we know, you know, through his past, you know, people before him went through the same process, and you have to go through the process now around it to be great. So that's what we're doing.
How about you?
I don't know. I was here in 2012 when he was defensive coordinator.
Okay. Well, do you notice the difference between 2012 and now? Is the attitude changed at all?
With him, I think he just made things just strict, very quiet kind of attitude. But with that expectation, that we need to do what we need to do. And when it comes to chemistry, I think the defense has developed the chemistry that the 2012 defense had. And that class, that defense was amazing.
Definitely.
So we'll see how it goes.
And it's been 3 years since you guys have played a live game together, right? About that long. Are you guys excited to be able to play 4 years today? I mean, you guys are, from my understanding, you guys are best friends. Are you guys excited to get out on the field and kind of make some plays out there at the same time?
Yeah, we actually, during the scrimmage, we had an opportunity where there was a series where both of us were in. And as soon as we got off the field, that was the first thing we said to each other. Was like, dude, it's just like good old times. We were right behind me. I was right there. We were both right there on the tackle. It was good to just see you there.
Did it feel right to be able to have him by your side? You guys both play short side of the field, right?
Yeah, it felt just like old times back in high school. Now, especially at the scrimmage, that one series, there are times where he's balling, and everybody's asking me, hey, what's going to be like when he comes back? And I was like, oh, you guys have no idea. He's going to make play. And before the scrimmage, I told him, hey, man, it's going to be your day. You're about to do work. And, you know, once he started making plays, it kind of just made me proud. And, hey, that's my dude right there.
Yeah, he's done a great job making plays. He's been able to force some turnovers, make some plays with pass breakups. I got to ask you guys really quick. With Jeremiah being a senior, you're a freshman. Who's older between you two?
I am. I'm 21.
And you're...
I'm 20.
20? That's crazy. Awesome. Thanks for joining me, guys. I really appreciate it. Good luck this season.
Thank you.